You are tuned to KZ95, and this Halloween day we have been trying to find the 10 most haunted places in Wyoming. And right now we're going to take you up to the historic Sheridan Inn in Sheridan, Wyoming. Della Herbst on the phone. Della, you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What is happening up in Sheridan?
Well, it's a nice cloudy, rainy day today, but Miss Kate has been very quiet for us here lately because we're under construction.
Well, I guess we could start there. For those people who don't know who Miss Kate is, it is rumored that Miss Kate haunts the historic Sheridan Inn.
Yes, Miss Kate came to the inn in 1901 at the age of 19 and lived there all of her life.
Okay, and at that point she was alive, is that correct?
That's correct. So, and she passed away in 1968.
Okay, so we're talking about a real person, lived there, I guess, 67 years or so.
Correct.
And in the late 60s, this real person died.
Correct. And because she had lived there all her life, she requested that she be cremated and her ashes be placed back at the inn because she wanted to go back home.
Can people see these when they come in, or is it something kind of hidden away?
No, they were buried in a favorite room of hers up on the third floor, in the wall.
And what kinds of things have you seen to make you think that Miss Kate is haunting this place?
Well, since Miss Kate has been in the inn and with her ashes up there, many, many people over the years, whether they've worked there, whether they've owned the building, whether they've been guests, have reported incidences. We've done tours through the inn where people have had such a sense of her being there that they've actually had to be taken out of the room because they were hyperventilating, and different things. Miss Kate wore a perfume called Evening in Paris, and it's not uncommon when you're walking through the inn to be able to smell this Evening in Paris perfume that was so prevalent with Miss Kate. We've had incidences where the lights in the ladies' parlor won't work, and then you'd say, Miss Kate, we got to have lights on in here because this event is happening, and then the lights will come back on. So she controls a lot of the inn.
Do you recall what people have said about what her personality was like when she was alive?
Yes, they said she was a very fine lady. She loved the inn tremendously. She came to the inn as a seamstress. And like I said, during when Buffalo Bill was there, and he would throw his parties in the main dining room, Miss Kate was usually the one that would walk the halls upstairs and take care of the children. And a very caring person. She used to sit and mend the carpets on the stairway as the inn grew older and older and older. And people adored her all over town.
Was there ever a rumor of a romance?
She did have a romance with a lieutenant that was stationed up at Fort McKinsey. And her dedication to the inn goes, they were going to get married, and he was discharged, and he was from Illinois. And they were going to, he wanted her to go back to Illinois, and she said no, and he said, well, if you really love me, you'd go to Illinois, and she said, if you really love me, you'd stay here at the inn. So she stayed to the inn, and he went back to Illinois.
Other people there, I guess, have stories as well.
Yes.
And with you in that room, I think we have, is there an Edrie?
Edrie Meyer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Just a second.
This is Edrie.
How are you doing, Edrie?
I'm doing good.
So you've heard of some other haunting stuff at the historic Sheridan Inn.
Correct. I've worked there for several years, and I got to the point where I wouldn't go upstairs without my dog because of some many unexplained happenings. For example, I'd be first one in the building for the day, and I would open my office, and I'd go downstairs. I'd come back upstairs, and all the file drawers would be pulled out. There's nobody else in the building but me, so those kinds of things. Gave a tour once to some friends from back east, and we were up in the third floor, and as I left the third floor, that's where we had Miss Kate's room, and just to be smart, I said, good night, Miss Kate, and we heard this, good night, and I turned and I said, what'd you say? They said, we didn't say anything, and so everybody's eyes grew huge, and you never saw three people race down the stairs so fast in your life.
But and, yet you still are there a little bit, and this is what I've noticed around a lot of these places. some people who have noticed this stuff, it hasn't scared them away.
Well, my job is with the building, so had that not been the case, there's no way I'd be in there again. And that's why I took my dog to work, because I'm a big chicken.
Because I've been talking to some people, and they are almost looking for these kinds of things. Would you, do you want to see this stuff, or would you rather, could you do without it?
No, sir, I would be glad to do without it. Not anything I like to be around. It scares the living daylights out of me.
Okay. All right, and there's a Carla there as well.
Okay, let's get Carla.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Carla?
Pretty good.
My name is Brian. We're in Jackson Hole, and we're doing a show on the 10 most haunted places in Wyoming. And the historic Sheridan Inn came up on our radar.
Oh, yes. It certainly is.
We've had some experiences with Miss Kate. We've had some poltergeist-type stuff from Edrew. That's what she just told us about. What kinds of things have you noticed in the historic Sheridan? First of all, you're an employee there?
Yes, I worked there for 6 years.
Okay. And
at the front desk.
At the front desk. And what kinds of weird things have you noticed?
Della had mentioned about the perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Edra and I were there at the front desk, and Edra had her little dog with her, a little golden cocker. And the dog smelled this, too. We were by ourselves. It was a very quiet day, and we were right there at the front desk. Suddenly, there was this fragrance that was just about halfway along the front desk there, and the dog jumped up. She smelled it. She paced back and forth. But anyway, it was there for a few minutes, and then after a while, it was gone.
And this is a common thing. You've had numerous guests say that this place has got to be haunted.
Well, yes. Well, there. What I'm going to tell you now. This happened a few summers ago, three or four summers ago, and what I had heard, that there was something to do with wine glasses, that there was part of Miss Kate's doings. But anyway, this couple came in, and they were having lunch, and this woman's wine glass flew off of the table, fell on the floor, and broke. Well, anyway, then one of the servers told her about Miss Kate, and so she came tearing back into the lobby, and we have pictures there, or a picture of Miss Kate when she was a young girl. But anyway, the woman came and got pictures of the picture that so that she would know what the person that was supposed to have done this, but she said the glass flew off of the table so fast she couldn't even catch it. And then there was you'd like to hear another wine glass story.
Sure. What is there any significance with the wine glasses? Was Miss Kate?
None that I know of, but I've heard that this has gone on, that there has always been a problem with wine glasses.
She wasn't known to drink wine or anything?
No, I don't know, but it was always the connection of the wine glass with her. But there was another, this has been three or four summers ago, a lady that worked there happened to go, this was along in the afternoon, and she went behind the bar, and all of a sudden she heard this glass break. She turned around, and here was this wine glass on the floor, and it had broken. And then the bartender came. The office is right off the bar, and he came in there, and the lady said, well, be careful, I just broke this wine glass. And he says, oh, that broke this morning, and I haven't had time to clean it up. And so she was hearing the wine glass break that had broken in the morning.
We've been talking with Carla, Edra a little earlier. I guess you could throw Del back on. We'll wrap things up
with
her.
All right, just a moment. Della, she'll be right with you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, I just heard something. That wasn't another wine glass, was it?
I hope not.
I heard something drop.
We were circulating the telephone, and the telephone went on the floor.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's been great talking to you. The historic Sheridan Inn is where Miss Kate has been seen, where she used to live. Do you guys have a website or anything?
Yes, we do. It's called Sheridan Inn, all small letters, SheridanInn.com.
Della, Edry, Carla right there, all from the historic Sheridan Inn. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Hey, we appreciate your interest. Come over and see us.